And we want to take a moment to remember an historic milestone. This year marks the 100th anniversary of the end of the First World War, and a battle that helped to bring that conflict to a close started on this day, September 26, 1918. More than 20,000 Americans would die in the Meuse-Argonne offensive in France. Patrick O'Donnell is a combat historian who studied the battle.
We had to go up against defenses that rivaled, you know, picture Omaha Beach, but many, many times over. Bunkered positions, trenches, barbed wire, you know, machine gun nests every few yards, snipers. And somehow they had to break through this without any body armor, just steel helmets. And, you know, in most cases, bolt-action rifles and some grenades.
There were many heroes at Meuse-Argonne. One of them was Samuel Woodfill, a soldier from Bryansburg, Indiana.
They're taking, you know, massive casualties, and they're being hit by snipers and machine gun nests. Woodfill takes out a man, a machine gun nest, you know, many hundreds of yards away with his rifle, keeps pushing forward. They're hit by gas. I mean, this is something that most Americans have no concept of. The gas was just, mustard gas was horrendous. It was these oily droplets that just stuck to the body and caused massive irritation. And he's being hit by that. He's not able to get his mask on. And he's fighting hand to hand as he's pushing forward. Takes out several more machine gun nests. He uses his .45 caliber pistol to dispatch a German, runs out of ammunition, and the only thing that is available is a pickaxe. And he literally uses the pickaxe against a German soldier to stay alive and to basically keep pushing forward. And he's able to do that and regroup with his men.
Combat historian Patrick O'Donnell talking about Samuel Woodfill's actions during the Battle of Meuse-Argonne. Samuel Woodfill later received the Medal of Honor. American and French forces defeated the Germans after weeks of fighting. That defeat led to the German surrender and the end of the First World War on November 11th, 1918.